Hello, friends. My name is Nasra, and welcome back to Unfiltered Noggin. On today's episode, we have a historical case, and today's case is about Gawila or Giulia Tofana, who is one of the most deadliest successful Italian female serial killers in history. And you probably never heard of her name. Giulia Tofana killed 600 men, to be exact, in the 16th century between 1633 and 1651. She basically turned her makeup empire into a poison factory by selling her famous concoction potion named Acqua Tofana. So let's hop into today's episode. So who was this Giulia Tofana? Giulia was born in the capital of Sicily, Palermo, in 1620. There's not much like history background on Giulia Tofana. As I was researching, there's no surviving portraits of her, and the information about her life and upbringing is very thin. I mean, we are talking about the Renaissance era, which was a while ago. However, Giulia was the daughter of the infamous Sofonia da Adamo, and Sofonia was executed in July 1633 because she murdered her own husband. Many people describe Giulia to be this beautiful widow who would spend most of her time with apothecaries learning how to make her own, like, medicine slash potion called Acqua Tofana. Now, some people say, well, she got her poison recipe from the apothecaries because that's where she learned how to make her own potion. But no, that was not the case. She actually got her inspiration directly from her mother, Sofonia, who was also a poisoner. You heard that right, like mother, like daughter. It's more of a family makeup poison business at this point. Even Giulia's daughter, Girolama Spera, was a part of this cosmetic poison business. It was said that before Sofonia was executed in Sicily, she passed a poison recipe to her daughter, Giulia Tofana. With Giulia already having her mother's recipe, she decided to take action and open her own makeup cosmetic line, where she sold makeup products like eyeliner, powdered makeup, lipsticks, lotions, and of course, Acqua Tofana. And her target audience was unhappy wives, spouses, like men and women, although she did mostly target women instead of like men. You know, that was just her target market. Most of her customers were women. Some were men, but just most women, you get it. And so she made it her goal to help these unhappy wives gain freedom from their abusive husbands. Arranged marriages was a huge thing back then, even though it's still common now. But back then, families would force their daughters into marriages without giving them, like, any say. Once they were married, the husbands were, like, in power and the wives were powerless. And so Giulia figured out an early Italian divorce without having to make these spouses go through the process of a divorce. So she basically solved the problem in a way by selling her poisonous services of Acqua Tofana. And basically what Acqua Tofana offered these women and like unhappy women in arranged marriages was the power of becoming widows, the power of getting out of relationships that they had no say. And so many folks in that era, the Renaissance era, would say in order to get out of a marriage, you have to, like, it's the only way you could get out of a marriage was through death, murder. As a result, women rushed into Tofana's business to purchase her alternative. Although Tofana's simple solution had other makeup ingredients, three poisonous ingredients were killing these men, starting with arsenic, lead, and belladonna berry. Arsenic was known to be the king of poisons in ancient Rome, and the best part of arsenic for her was the horrific side effects it carried. Arsenic itself caused extreme pain to its victims, vomiting and diarrhea, which were easily mistaken symptoms for other common illnesses. The thing with arsenic was that a little dosage can either kill quickly or you can just die a painful, slow death. Back then, arsenic was available nearly like everywhere in any medical apothecary shop you can find. And because it was so available and easy to purchase, it was used in many cosmetic products as a skin whitening ointment. Due to it being a versatile ingredient, it was like the perfect murder weapon for decades. In addition, belladonna, which means beautiful lady in Italian, was a key ingredient in Julia's secret poison. The plant belladonna berry, on the other hand, is the most deadliest in the world, but because beauty is everything in that era, the folks didn't know any better. What these women would do was that they would collect the liquid from belladonna to drop on each eye, which would then cause their pupils to dilate. And when their pupils dilate, it gives off this striking, remarkable appearance, whereas nowadays it's no longer seen as this striking appearance that everybody loves. However, there's always cons to everything. With dropping belladonna on each eye, it caused blurriness to many and blindness. Lastly, lead was used in aqua tofana. Just like arsenic, lead was widely used in face powders and skin lightening ointments at the period. In order to sell her product, she had to disguise it in some ways to her customers. And so she came up with these two ingenious disguises for aqua tofana. Number one being she disguised aqua tofana as powdered makeup. And because it was in a powdered form, it allowed women to keep this powdered poison makeup on their dressing tables next to their perfume, lotions, eyeliners, and etc. And because it was in a powdered form, like, how do I say this? Nobody would suspect anything. The second type was cleverly concealed in little vials with the image of Saint Nicholas Bari, and the vials claimed to be a special healing ointment that looked like a holy object. And what I found interesting was that the way this famous poison recipe was made, it was made in a way that it could easily be mixed with any food and or dessert, and on top of that, be odorless, colorless, and tasteless. It was like it was completely undetectable. No wonder why these two disguises is what made her business boom for like 50 years, until a weird plot twist caused her downfall. In 1650, a woman had just bought her new makeup poison, aqua tofana, and headed home. When she got home, she came up with this plan to somehow make her husband drink the poison since he was abusive towards her. So she told him, "I'm gonna make your favorite soup." And so she did, and just as her husband was about to eat it, she became overwhelmed and guilty-ridden and prevented him from eating the soup. And this made him angry and suspicious of her. So her husband beat her to the point until she confessed to lacing his soup with aqua tofana poison. And then after he beat her, she went to the papal authorities and started spilling Julia Tofana's secrets. But this time she went into detail about Julia's mission and her strategy and how she's running a successful business based on her aqua tofana poison that's killing men, and how she bought poison from her to kill her husband because he was abusive towards her, just everything. With such a huge tip, the papal authorities are now on the lookout for Julia Tofana. However, Julia, she had a network of connections, mostly from her customers that she knew personally, and she had gotten the news of her possible arrest before the authorities searched for her. Tafana managed to escape to the local church, where she was thankfully granted shelter, yet she did not immediately stop making poison. Instead, she encouraged a small group of nuns to start their own poison business instead. That was until a rumor was spread that Julia Tafana had used her aqua tafana to poison the local water line. When the church heard about this rumor, they basically turned Julia into the papal authorities without any question, and so Julia Tafana was arrested. Upon her arrest, the papal authorities, which has to do with like the head of the Roman Catholic Church, a spiritual leader, for example, the Pope, and I'm not saying the Pope tortured her, but the papal authorities tortured Julia Tafana until she confessed to killing 600 men with aqua tafana in Rome. Alone between 1633 and 1651, Julia and her daughter, Girolamo Spira, who was the partner in crime, and three other co-workers, helpers, were all executed in July 1659 in Campo di Fiore, a prominent execution site in Rome. Her body was then tossed over the wall of the church that had provided her shelter when she died. And yeah, that's all for today's episode. Hope you guys enjoyed this interesting historical case about the woman who turned a makeup business into a poison factory and killed 600 men. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.